This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The suspect in a 2015 attack on a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood will be forcibly medicated in an effort to bring his case to trial. 64-year-old Robert Deere has been found mentally incompetent multiple times. During a hearing last month, prison psychologists argued medication could make it possible for him to participate in his case. Today, a judge ordered him to start treatment. Deere is accused of killing three people and injuring eight others. A man from Colorado is one of two cases in the U.S. of a rare monkeypox-associated encephalomyelitis. That's inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. CU Anschutz scientist Dr. Dan Pastula published a report with the CDC. He says he'd like to get the word out to clinicians and high-risk communities.
In the LGBTQ community, that they can take steps to prevent monkeypox virus infection, right? So we have a vaccine, that Jynneos vaccine, that's both safe and effective.
Monkeypox is rare but can be serious. It's spread from person to person when someone who has it is in close contact with someone else. An investigation is underway after a woman was hospitalized this weekend because a train struck the police car she was detained in. A Platteville police officer initially pulled over the 20-year-old woman in Weld County for an alleged road rage incident. A pair of Fort Lupton officers placed her in the back of a squad car, which was illegally parked on the train tracks. No others were injured. You're listening to CPR News.